I deserve a chance in life. I'm coming for my things. I am coming for my things. I'm coming for my things. I deserve a chance in life. I don't have any money. I'm coming for my things. I need my things.
Listen, this has gone far enough, don't you think? I have made some arrangements, and I'm with Yukimi, and I need to get my stuff, okay? This has gone far enough. I've tried to go there and get the stuff. I think you've played enough power game here, and don't try to be nice to me, because it's not very nice to keep my things. So just let me be on my way, you on your way. You just let me get my guitar and my TV and some various other items that I need, like bills and my journals. Please don't read my journals. They're mine. I'll give you a call at work, and maybe there's some way you can provide me with the access. Otherwise, I am going to have to get on the road, because I can't stay in limbo here.
I'm not a juvenile delinquent.
No, 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 no. I'm not a juvenile delinquent. Do the thing that's right, and you'll do nothing wrong.
Sugar Buzz. That was Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, and that song was I Am Not a Juvenile Delinquent. Sadly, Frankie Lyman died of a drug overdose. So, I don't think he was a delinquent. He just had a drug problem. You might know him from Why Do Fools Fall in Love? And here I go. I am going to sing Why Do Fools Fall in Love for you. Wah! No, I'm not. Ha ha ha.
Yeah. Okay, let's do the take.
Okay, Chantilly's got a... Okay, that was okay, that was okay, that was okay, that was... Hey, that sounded kind of cool. Anyone want to sample that and put it on their album, credit me. That was The Sorrows from an album called Teenage Heartbreak, released in 1980. They also had another album called Love Too Late, which was released in, guess what, 1981. There used to be a band called The Poppies. They released two singles for Bomp, then split up into two bands, one called The Boyfriends and this one called The Sorrows. Those two songs were called, the second called Television, the first called I Don't Like It Like That, both from the first album. I wish someone would release this on CD if they haven't already. If they have, someone tell me that and slap me upside the head.
Oh,
That was John Lennon.
No, it wasn't. It was Jerry Alvarez. Jerry Alvarez played in an excellent Canadian garage band called The Gruesomes. You should check out his CD. The link is on the pretty little page that Lucky has created. Once again, that man never ceases to amaze me.
Oh,
That was The Screw doing First Time by The Boys, who were previously known as a band called the Hollywood Brats. Excellent band, one of my favorite. Coincidentally, they are doing some show somewhere over in Europe, and I wish they'd fucking come to Canada, but probably they won't. So, you'll have to just buy their CDs, and actually buy this Screwed CD. It is a punk rock collection of every song you should probably own in its original format. They do First Time by The Boys, Sonic Reducer by The Dead Boys, Neat 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 by The Damn, Baby Baby by The Vibrators. It just goes on and on and on. Anyways, where the hell was I? Oh, yes, the second song. That was What Do I Get by the Buzzcocks. The Screwed are made up of punk rock veterans. You should check out their MySpace site. I have included the link, but these guys have played in the Sinisters, the Demics, the Vile Tones, Battered Wives. The list just goes on and on and on. Holy fuck, my head's about to explode. Buy their CD. Check them out if you're in Toronto, man.
Hello, amigo. I'm Chiquita Banana, and I've come to say bananas have to ripen in a certain way, and when they're flecked with brown and have a golden hue, bananas taste the best and are the best for you. You can put them in a salad, you can put them in a pie, any way you want to eat them, it's impossible to beat them. But bananas like the climate of the very, very tropical equator, so you should never put bananas in the refrigerator.
To have bananas that are fully ripe, you must be absolutely sure to take them home and let them ripen at any temperature.
Oh, sure, sure, sure.
There's just something about bananas that reminds me of Lester Bangs. Don't ask me what it is, but here you go. Here's Lester Bangs and the Delinquents. The song is called Accidents of God. This is the last song. Anyone who wants to be played on this goddamn show should send me their goddamn CDs, and I will play them, and everyone will be goddamn happy. God, I think I'm Holden Caulfield or something. God damn it! Good night!
All pay.
me, darling. Well, I guess you know it's true when they say that opposites attract. But when I sit so silently, I'm not stalling for time. It's just a hollow, that's a fact. Villains close do not become us. All we can share is mutual exclusion. Gestures of love, they just numb us. Let's make our peace and in conclusion. Is there an accident of God? Our love's an accident of God. Accident, 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 accident. Click, 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 click. Nobody's fault, nobody's fault, nobody's fault, nobody's fault, but mine and yours, 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 say, 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 so long, darling.